Vermont on its own. For the holidays, everyone's road would receive new culverts, and everyone's driveway would receive gravel and a grading. Because our government would understand that roads and rivers are the lines that man and nature sketch on these hillsides, and the water that rushes alongside us is the water that fills our pipes, and the water from the sky is the beverage of the plants, grown with grim reverence for 3 short months, into the food that fills our pantries and our cellars and our bellies. Beyond no billboards, there'd be no road signs at all, and the highways that bisected pastures would be returned to pastures. And if anyone tried to visit us, they'd become lost at once, with no cell service or internet service or gasoline service, because all our services would be password protected, passed from mouth to mouth by neighbors, all necessary information kept to ourselves unless absolutely necessary. And our chest freezers would be our banks, where all currency would be kept and kept cold, for all goods could be purchased with goods. Hay for Hamburg, gas for green beans, coffee beans for Jacob's cattle beans, a half day's work at my farm for a half day's work at yours. And all the donut grease would be collected for biodiesel, and the fields of corn would butt up against the fields of hemp. And no one would agree on how to fund the cemeteries, and no one would agree on how to fund the schools, and no one would agree on what to name the new store. And everyone would agree to table the issues again until next year, when we'd hopefully, finally, dear God, fingers crossed, get the right amount of rain, and the right amount of sun, and the right amount of hay, and the right amount of corn, to feed all the animals and all the people each day of the year. And it would be on town meeting day of the perfect year that a brawl would break out over pies, distracting everyone from the absolute lack of anything to complain about. And as the strawberry rhubarb splattered on the town mural, and the blueberry lemon was smeared into the hair of the town clerk, the newest residents of the town, the tiny babies in their neighbor-knitted hats, would look at each other and smile in unison before breaking out into a chorus of screams that could be heard far past the borders of the nation of Vermont.